Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Speech at this moment.
Liberated conversation, not dead.
Ooh. Free Talk Live, everybody. In case you needed a translator. We both just said Free Talk Live in our own sort of way.
Special way.
Special indeed.
In our own very short bus special way.
It is freetalklive.com. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. Before we do, I want to take a moment and say thank you to Brett Perry. Brett Perry is a gold level amplifier. You can find out all about the amplifier program at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. What does that mean? Well, Brett Perry apparently enjoys the show, enjoys the hosts, the co-hosts, the topics, the perspective that we come to of freedom, peace, and prosperity, about these topics that we discuss 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live, and he wants to help us get onto more radio stations. We're currently on around 200 radio stations. I think I mentioned earlier we're on, you know, some satellite stations. We're rebroadcast by Lord knows, you know, how many different things online. And we've got our own streams going as well. We're a podcast, right? So you can get that on your RSS feeds, or you can go to freetalklive.com archives and find all the back episodes there. So we do this content 7 nights a week. Brett Perry, thank you for being a gold contributor. That means he gives $10 a month, I believe, to help us advertise, market, promote, and support this show. Thanks again, Brett Perry. We appreciate you. All right. Moving right along, let's go back to your calls and thoughts. We've got Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I just want to say, I've heard that the yams are really good for diabetes.
Yams, like sweet potato style, or
that's what the yams are.
I might be ignorant here. I don't know that there's a difference between yams and sweet potatoes if they're the same thing.
I think those are two different words for the same thing. Although one of them might be a bigger category than the other. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the question has always been like, I looked up yams on the internet, and the question is, well, why? Well, what's in it? How does it work? That's the question. I mean, what's in the yam that's supposed to help diabetes? And one of the things that it does is it metabolizes the food, metabolizes burning up the sugars.
Sure.
That's one of the things that it does. And the second thing that it has is fibers. Fibers is somehow supposed to help with your sugar level.
Oh, yeah. Fiber is actually, like, one of the most underrated things a person can eat with, like, a large health benefit. Whether it's yams or whether it's a couple spoons full of, like, something like a Metamucil. I'm not sponsored by them in any way, but that's just a brand that pops into my head. You can go to any, you know, health food or drugstore and find fiber supplements, you know, in the big tubs or even in the pill form. And fiber is supposed to have some of the most beneficial effects on a human being. Studies have proven that most people don't get enough fiber in their diet. And so if you increase fiber in your diet, you immediately increase your longevity as a human being.
Yeah, and then that's another big function of the fiber. And also it's got manganese, magnesium, and the other nutrients. It's got a lot of vitamins. And I forgot all the other stuff in it. There's definitely stuff in the yam which supports, diabetes. In fact, the minerals, the whole thing about manganese and magnesium is that when your body gets the nutrients that it needs, you don't have to eat excessive food, excessive donuts, more bowls of rice. That's kind of like what I'm thinking when your body gets enough nutrients. But there's other things about the yam that I can't really recollect right now why it helps. But those are the reasons. There's something in it that burns the sugar or metabolizes, that burns up the what you eat. So that's what's good about it.
Having looked it up, apparently it's just that sweet potatoes often get called yams. But yam has a dry, starchy flesh that's usually pale, whereas sweet potato is a moist flesh and varies in color and slick-like appearance in skin. So my guess for why yams are so good for diabetes is just that one of the big differences in diet is whether you have things that are refined or in their natural state. So we've grown accustomed to having most of our carbohydrates in a very refined state. Mm-hmm. Most noodles are made with white flour, which has been bleached. The sugars that we have been removed from the sugar cane. And anytime you do this, you're taking something away from what your body expects to go with it. So there are usually all these things that, you know, number one, you'll have enzymes and things that will trigger your body to say, oh, this is one of these. I need to release these chemicals so that I can digest it. And you've taken that away. And number two, like you were saying with the magnesium or manganese, if you don't have the whole plant, then it doesn't include all of the vitamins and minerals, and enzymes, just that you need for the chemical breakdown process of those particular elements.
Yeah, that could be it. And that's why I really believe in that. Remember I said the ginseng is due to endurance. Anytime you could get energy from B vitamins or any kind of minerals and vitamins that supplement your cells, then it releases that. I mean, you don't have that craving to go out and overload on carbohydrates.
Right.
When you don't have enough energy, like, I gotta eat candy, I gotta go out and eat. And that's what adds to the diabetes. You have too much sugar in your blood.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And high carbs are the primary reason that most people have too much sugar, because your body converts the carbohydrates into sugar. And so, you know, that takes a toll on the body. Also, I wanted to mention, I read, and I've mentioned this before, that when it comes to nutritional deficiency, and that's kind of what you're talking about, Sarah, you know, these nutritional deficiencies cause these ailments in the human body. The number one indicator that you are getting enough nutrition in your diet is whether or not you cook your own meals at home.
Mm-hmm.
That is to say that if you eat out all the time at restaurants and, you know, that kind of a thing, that you are just as sort of a natural occurrence. Restaurants will not make things with the same care, with the freshness of ingredients, you know, that you would make at home, because they're trying to make money. And so by the nature of what they do, yes, it's delicious. They make things delicious. Mm-hmm. But they certainly either add things or refine things to an extent to make them delicious that you wouldn't otherwise do at home.
Yeah, one of my favorite examples is the tremendous amount of butter that they will put into mashed potatoes, because it makes them delicious, but it, you know, fires the calorie count through the roof. And the same applies to prepackaged foods, TV dinners, that sort of thing. Again, they're not really that concerned with the health of this so much as compared to, okay, will this last? Will this stay on the shelf?
Right.
Can I get a certain quantity? Will it taste good?
How long will it stay frozen and good for?
Yeah. What do I have to charge in order to make this thing? Whereas for yourself, people tend to at least think about, okay, is this actually going to nourish me? And when you're preparing your own meals, there's so much more variance that you can put into it that even if on a subconscious level your body is telling you, hey, I need a little bit more of this, it will just occur to you, huh, you know, I don't do okra very often, but I'm going to throw that in as a side.
Well, and when you're purchasing your own ingredients at the store, too, you're going to select... Hey, thanks for the call, Sarah. When you're purchasing your own ingredients, you're going to select the best-looking stuff.
Right.
Right, or whatever. You're not going to be like, oh, whatever, it's just going... Yeah, at a factory where they process these things, they don't care so much. But when you're selecting for yourself, you obviously care a whole lot more. It's just the nature of being human. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah!
difference? It's
Monty Python's Flying Circus? Oh, no, wait.
It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live?
It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
I should have... Maybe the next time Gwyneth calls in, or anybody from Australia, I just want to see if I can get them to say spice rice, like as in spicy rice, right? And then ask them to say space race and see if it sounds the same, because I think it does. I use that all the time in like how to teach people to speak Australian. Just say spice rice. As in spicy rice. And I go, spice rice. And I'm like, you've just said space race in Australian. Spice rice. It's the same as spice rice.
Yeah, that accent difference was pointed out to me when they say the word tower as if it was something that fits on a wheel. You see the tower over there?
The leaning tire of pizza?
Leaning tire of pizza.
I love the Australian accent, though, because I had a huge crush on Olivia Newton-John way back in the day. Right? She was the co-star of Grease, the film, and then she had a solo career as a singer or whatever. And, that was like, boyhood crush on a superstar. And she had the Australian accent. I was like, oh, that's so hot.
Mm. There's an evolutionary reason for our attraction to accents. Because traditionally, you would want someone outside your tribe to mate with. And if they can speak your language, but with an accent, then you know that they're outside your tribe.
It's true. I do love the ladies with the accents. I don't care what it is. You know, Spanish, Russian, not U.S. accent, even like the Southern accent.
Right.
I love ladies with the Southern accent. They're so nice. They're all sweetie. They give you that.
Oh, hun.
Yeah, that Southern, welcoming feeling, that vibe that I dig so much. Anyway, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's me, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
Okay. Let's go right away to your calls and thoughts. We've got Saeed calling from Maryland. Saeed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
So I just had a question about what you guys were talking about earlier with the guy with death row, $15 or $14, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He wasn't on death row. To be clear, the article is a bit sensationalized. They say he was sentenced to life. However, they sentenced him to 35 years at the age of 35. The average life expectancy of a human in the United States is like 74, so I mean, that might as well be a life sentence at that point.
Okay, gotcha.
But what's the question?
So my question, I was sort of curious what you guys thought about the kind of like the difference between SBF, because he's probably just going to get off house arrest or something like that, like probably very little jail time compared to the guy who's on.
I don't expect he'll see jail time at all.
Yeah, there are conspiracies that point to, or conspiracy theories that point to this guy and his exchange being planted for the specific reason to discredit cryptocurrencies, exchanges, to call for government for more regulation. We got to protect people from this thing ever happening to them ever again. And, I mean, things do look a little suspicious, in my opinion. There's a lot of things that point to, some legitimacy to those theories. And until I see all the evidence, I'm unclear as to what the actual facts are. But I think you're certainly right. He's not going to see any jail time.
Yeah, I mean, the possibilities here range from essentially a false flag attack on crypto, because here this guy is coming at, no, I'm an advocate of crypto, it just needs to be regulated is all. And wouldn't you know it, he F's everyone over in this massive Ponzi scheme. And I mean, so it ranges from just a straight up setup to, okay, it's possible that this wasn't the plan and this guy is just, I mean... What kind of stupid do you have to be when you have become a major global institution in finance? You're making billions of dollars off of just the fees to trade this stuff, and that's not enough. Instead, you have to take all of this money that has been put on your exchange and start gambling it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm wondering... Well, how would you guys like, because you guys were having a conversation earlier about punishment and how you go ahead and, what would your punishment be? In your methodology, what would your punishment be with, like, SBF versus somebody who went ahead and, was breaking and entering into somebody's house and got $15. Like, how would you guys, like, go ahead and divvy out punishment for those two different things? But, you know, similar to this stuff, either way, right? So, I'm curious.
Well, for me, my preference, like if we're speaking in a hypothetical world, my preference would be to employ some sort of an agency to handle these things for me. And if they did not handle these things for me to my satisfaction, I would be free to find another agency that would for whatever fee we found acceptable, and that sort of a thing. That would be, you know, hypothetically speaking, my version of how those things would get handled.
So the way I see this, so first and foremost, in the world that we are attempting to move to, there is still justice, there are still courts of justice, there is still enforcement of what we now call law, but the difference is that there is a market. So it really, like, on the one hand, it doesn't really matter exactly what I want, because what I really want is for the market to decide what justice is. I want to be part of this mechanism that goes, okay, well, this dispute resolution organization is too harsh, this dispute resolution organization is too gentle, and okay, here are the ones that are in between that are where people basically think that it is. That being said, from my own perspective, first and foremost, this man would need to have a public trial. And I do mean public. None of this nonsense where you're not allowed to film it because it's a federal case. No, 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 no. Nothing of that sort. Something that needs to be fully accessible to everyone on Earth so that we can have the record of, okay, here's what happens when you do this. And from that point, as for what punishment, I don't know, man. Like, I am profoundly offended at what this man has done. And given the fact that his actions have propped up the military-industrial complex of the United States federal government, he will single-handedly be responsible for the continued murder of untold millions of people. So, what does he deserve? A lot. Now this guy who broke into someone's garage, now, while it was occurring, absolutely, that whoever's garage that is,
he
had a right to
the garage. He didn't break into, to be clear.
Ah.
The garage was open. Door was wide open.
Yeah, whoever's garage that he was trespassing on, I mean, during the event, certainly had the right to defend himself by whatever means necessary. Afterward, it's really a matter of that individual choice of what would make it up to you to bring this into a balance. Whereas SBF, Sam, has managed to screw over the entire world with his actions.
Oh, SBF being Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yep.
I got you. Okay. Hey, thank you for the call, Saeed. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. More.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Kyiv's forces entered Kherson after Russia abandoned the only regional capital it captured since its invasion began in February. The withdrawal of 30,000 troops was Moscow's third major retreat of the Ukraine war. While it's unclear what Russia's next move will be, the Kremlin said the withdrawal will not change the status of the region, which Moscow has proclaimed part of Russia. Global carbon dioxide emissions from burning fossil fuels are on track to rise around 1% this year, scientists said, warning this would make it harder for the world to avoid disastrous levels of climate change. Democrats inch closer to holding on to the levers of power in the Senate as Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, the party's incumbent, defeated Blake Masters, a venture capitalist endorsed by former President Donald J. Trump, according to the Associated Press. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever might be on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Beakless Mountaineer.
So we've been doing a lot of talk about a lot of different things, and we are going to do a little segue. Although, you did mention you had something more to say about the FTX thing, or were you good?
So one of the big things that happened, this was just an absolute cluster F, because it was a perfect storm of the LBRY library case had just gotten decided against
in favor
of the SEC, while at the same time there was a very important midterm election, which I don't think either side completely expected the other side to accept the results.
I largely ignored the selection, as I normally do. I am really, really upset that I cannot opt out of all of the vicious advertisements. In fact, of all the advertisements that I was subjected to for the selection this year, I found none of them to be like about what this person stood for.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they were all about the other guy and how they're awful.
Well,
this guy has bad breath. You know, so-and-so running for governor farts a lot in public, or whatever it is, right? It's some, you know, like, just insulting rip on other people. And, like, this should not be what leaders do. If you think that these politicians are leaders, I'm talking to the audience, of course, not you specifically, Peakless Mountaineer. If you think that politicians are leaders and they're leading us anywhere good, you're wrong. You're just straight wrong. None of them are leading us anywhere. Where the heck are we going anyway that we need to be led to? I don't know. I'm perfectly capable of leading myself wherever the heck it is I decide I need to go. I'm perfectly capable of governing myself wherever it is I go and however it is I go about doing it. And I am not free to do so.
Well, I will give some pushback on that. They are absolutely leading people, and they will be leaders as long as people follow them.
They might be misleading people.
As far as where they're leading them, oh, largely off a cliff, because there's a meat grinder at the bottom, and they make money off the sausage. Like, that's what this is. People get led because they want to be led. And they do not care where they are being led. And you're absolutely right about the attack ads. And this is, weirdly enough, why I think more people should be involved, especially in New Hampshire and libertarians in particular, in the political process, is because that kind of attack only works when you only have two options. When your option is Coke or Pepsi, you can say, Coke is terrible, Pepsi is awful. When your options are Coke, Pepsi, and water, then it doesn't work. Because if you have all these messages that are attacking Coke and attacking Pepsi, then people will pick water.
That's a good point. That's valid. I do, and I've opined about this before on air, but I do find it... I struggle to understand why humanity suffers from the curse of the duo, right? And this is, no matter what, like, there's thousands of kinds of carbonated beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Call it soda, call it pop, call it whatever you want. Coke and Pepsi are the big two. Now, there's, you know, all sorts of beverages made by those two, but then there's also companies that make other beverages. RC Cola is still around, Shasta, right? These are, and some of these might be bottled by one of these other companies, but there are other companies other than Coke and Pepsi. But for whatever reason, humanity likes to reduce everything down to two, and I can't for the life of me figure out why. They don't do it in all parts of their lives. Mm-hmm. For example, I can go to, the convenience store, and if I want a chocolate bar... There's like 1,000 of them just right in front of me at any given point. I got to, wow, how am I ever going to choose here? It might be a little overwhelming for somebody who just wants a chocolate, but you've got your favorite one that you prefer, right? But for whatever reason, that's fine. But when it comes to, bossing around your fellow man, right? People like got to choose from one of the big two.
Well, I'll tell you two different reasons for this that are very closely related. So one of these reasons is just the nature of the voting system that we have. Since we have what is called a first-past-the-post voting system, one person gets one vote, and there's no, like, ranked choice or anything like that, then it doesn't matter what you want. It matters what you don't want. And if I don't want X more than I don't want Y, then I will vote Y because it'll be the most likely outcome to not get X. Now,
okay.
On the other hand, imagine, if you will, that you are trying to manipulate a population and give them no choice while giving them the illusion of a choice. The most simple and effective way to do that is to give them two choices that are the same thing. Now, if I have to give you three choices that are the same thing, that's 50% more work.
Sure. So what you're saying is the reason that there that boils down to two choices when it comes to political campaigns,
mm-hmm.
Is because it's the they want to continue the illusion of choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for example, let's say that you are running an oil company, and you want to make absolutely dead certain that there will never be, say, a nuclear option in terms of energy generation. Okay, well, you have to make sure that all the possible choices have been corrupted. So you have to make sure that whoever someone could possibly vote for that could realistically win is already on your side, already in your pocket. Now, If you have to buy two parties, that's one thing.
Mm.
If you have to buy three parties, that's way more expensive, especially if one of those parties has any kind of principles. And if you start getting into four parties that you have to buy, it's just way more difficult. The logistics are terrible for that. So people might end up having a real choice out of the petrodollar oligopoly that we've been experiencing our entire lives.
Oligopoly?
Yes.
Okay. Oligopoly sounds a lot like, you know, me staring at...
Sorry. Yeah. Oligopoly, sorry.
Oligopoly. I have a monopoly on ogling. I'm the only one allowed to ogle.
My leers will lead the country.
I'm sorry. Jethro Tull comes to mind that Aqualung is the song of theirs that starts out, sitting on a park bench, eyeing little girls with bad intent. And, like, I've listened to that song a whole bunch of times, and I never really thought much about it. Until, like, a couple of years ago, I'm like, that is a really creepy lyric. That is a super creepy lyric.
Yes, it is.
I'm like, well, okay. Like, you know, thanks, Jethro Tull, for, you know, putting out this classic rock and roll song that, you know, I've heard for ages and ages, never really paid much attention to, and then just
and
now
we'll
slip realize.
A little pedophilia in there.
Yeah, and now just realize that your creepy lyrics, you know, anyway. I don't like Jethro Tull all that much anyway. They of course, won what do you call it, a Grammy Award. The first time there was ever a Grammy Award for heavy metal, Jethro Tull won. And you're thinking to yourself, Jethro Tull isn't heavy metal. Of course not. Nobody in their right mind thinks Jethro Tull is heavy metal.
Correct.
Like, you know, other nominees included Metallica.
Which,
who, like,
metal, I mean, is right there in the name.
Like, and arguably, at least their first three albums were some of the most metal albums ever to grace mankind, right? So, like, but for whatever reason...
Speaking of corruption?
Yeah. Now, the award goes to Jethro Tull. So, I stopped watching the Grammys at that point. I'm like, ah, you know what? This is all crap. They're obviously not talking to people in the know or fans of the genre or, you know, that kind of thing.
This isn't
so,
rewarding competency. This is all political favors being done for those who are well-connected.
Yeah, and then I was able to take that and apply that to other issues in life and go, oh, my gosh, this is a repeated pattern, particularly in politics.
Nobel Prize.
For example, 603-283-6160. Would you put on a virtual reality headset and play a game where if you died, the heads...
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. It's the final segment. If you missed any part of the program, please visit the archives over at freetalklive.com. Usually by, you know, sometime tomorrow, it'll be up. If you want to get a copy of tonight's show sooner, consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com, and you'll have a copy of the show. Waiting for you mere moments after the program is over. It's usually about a half hour or so, but, you know, you get it faster if you're an amplifier. So you have that going for you, which is nice. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
I want to talk during this final segment here tonight about this from BusinessInsider.com. Many of you out there might be gamers. You might have heard of something called the Oculus Rift, right? So this is a virtual reality headset gaming system. You put this basically a small television real super close to your face with, like, some, you know, what looks like a scuba diving rubber around it to keep it, you know, suctioned to your skull, and you go about playing your video games. Well, the headline, the Oculus founder, who was later fired by Facebook, created a virtual reality headset that can kill people in real life if they die in a game.
Wow. You know, that's always something they put into the movies. If you die in blah, then you die in real life, you know, whether it's Inception or The Matrix or whatever. And somebody decided, that sounds great!
So, you're probably wondering, like I was when I read this, I had all sorts of questions. I'm like, wait, how, what, come on, right? Like, there's a catch here somehow, there's some sort of, well, and it's really far more simple than the article alludes to, but the key points here are Palmer Luckey, yes, that's his name, L-U-C-K-E-Y, so it might be Luke K. or something, I don't know. Palmer Luckey, who created Meta's Oculus, created a VR headset that kills users in real life if they die in a video game. The idea of trying your the idea of tying your real life into your virtual avatar has always fascinated me. That's a quote from him. He wrote it himself. He also sold Oculus, the backbone of Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse to Facebook in 2014 for $2 billion.
It's a lot of change.
So, you know that question about, hey, if you had $1 billion and you didn't have to work anymore, what would you spend your time doing? And ultimately, that's supposed to be what your career is.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this guy's career would be killing you with...
Killing video gamers.
Yes.
I will say, you will take that game a lot more seriously than any other. And, I mean, okay, I have moaned and complained about how all modern video games are way less serious than the ones I grew up with because you have save points, right?
Yep.
And, like, no matter how you screw up in this game, you can just go back to this save point, so right. It's fine.
Right. Instead of only having, like, 3 lives and then the game's over.
Right.
Yeah, you've got save points. And yeah, right.
Well, here's one way to solve that.
At no point in this game can you save.
Yeah, so
I don't know that for a fact.
So this is straight out of Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the video game that they played just has a little thing that, like, comes out, squeezes your head.
So apparently he outlined all of this in a blog post. Now, I'm not going to read the blog post. You can go find it over at PalmerLucky. That's LUCKEY.com. You can read it. And they have a picture of, like, an Oculus headset, and there's, like, a medieval-looking sword, like, staged right next to it just for a visual. But he wrote that he had modified a virtual reality headset to explode when the wearer loses in a video game, killing the user in real life.
I will also say this does remind me of Cyberpunk. Because one of the fun things in a lot of versions of Cyberpunk worlds was that you had an internet that you would neurally interface with, so you were, like, directly, your mind was inside the cyberspace.
Yeah.
But the thing that went with that was there were always all sorts of usually illegal programs called Black Ice that would cause you to die.
Yeah, yeah. In the post titled, "If you die in the game, you die in real life." I mean, that's pretty succinct.
Pretty on the nose, yeah.
If you're going to make a post like this, you might as well title it straightforward up front, you know. Lucky said he was inspired to create the deadly gaming device by a fictional VR headset called Nerve Gear, featured in an anime television series called Sword Art Online. The idea, this is a quote from him, "The idea of tying your real life to your virtual avatar has always fascinated me. You instantly raise the stakes to the maximum level and force people to fundamentally rethink how they interact with the virtual world and the players inside it. Only the threat of serious consequences can make a game feel real to you and every other person in the game," Lucky wrote.
Well, it reminds me very much of war games. Some games, the only way to win is not to play.
Oh, like politics.
Like politics, and tic-tac-toe, and thermonuclear war.
Somebody asked me, they're like, so you just don't vote at all? Nope. How come? Sometimes the only winning move is not to play.
Well, so here's the thing about politics, though. They're not optional. Now, you can choose not to play, but you are still part of the game whether you like it or not.
Correct.
And that is what distinguishes politics from all other forms of human activity.
Yeah.
Like any other kind of activity, you can choose just leave it alone.
Well, politics is oppression by way of either police forces or something that resembles them or military forces.
Right.
Right. People just can't see that degree of separation for some reason. They get this cognitive Stockholm dissonance syndrome that, like, your brain just, right, you know? And I was guilty of it. That's why I'm here doing shows like this, because I was guilty of that. I, too, was caught in this sort of cognitive dissonance, in this brain effing that they did to me, that I couldn't see through this fog. I couldn't see reality through this programming that was given to me without my consent.
Mm.
And once I realized that that's what was happening, my mind had been programmed, not by me, but by somebody else.
Mm.
I was like, well, wait a minute. Then you got to go through the process of sort of unprogramming. That takes a little while.
Mm.
Right? So
deprogramming, yeah.
Yeah, unlearning,
yeah,
so to speak, right? I have to unlearn a bunch of stuff.
You must unlearn what you have learned, yeah. And that very much is the case, because for some absolutely insane reason, people in our culture decide to hand their children over to the most destructive mafia ever.
So anyway, Lucky said that unlike the fictional version of Nerve Gear, he could not figure out how to kill the wearer with powerful microwaves. So instead, he used explosives.
You know, that doesn't strike me as that difficult. I mean,
might use too much electricity for like a gaming headset. Might not be able to generate like powerful enough to kill a guy.
Wouldn't you just need to like?
It'd probably be easier to just load some, you know, bullets in a thing, and like when you die, bang, right? Oh, there you go.
But he wants it to be microwave. So I think you just need a capacitor and like, you know, let it plug into the wall and charge overnight, and you can get a nice microwave that'll fry a human brain.
Someone has stolen the VX-35 space modulator. Where is the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Anyway, when an appropriate game over screen is displayed, the charges fire, instantly destroying the brain of the user. Lucky wrote. I can't believe this guy's name is Lucky. Sorry, I just had
to... You know, he had to get pretty lucky to be given the opportunity to design something like this.
He sold Oculus to Facebook for $2 billion in 2014, left the company in 2017. He later told CNBC he believed he was fired for no reason at all and speculated that his right-wing political donations could have been to blame.
Well, that'll do it.
Facebook, which is now Meta, disputed Palmer's claim, saying his departure was unequivocally not due to his political beliefs.
Hmm. So what was it due to?
Perhaps his penchant for killing machines. I don't know. As for his lethal headset, Lucky said it's just a piece of office art. For now.
I just wanted people to take gaming seriously. Deadly seriously.
It's also, as far as I know, he continues, the first non-fiction example of a VR device that can actually kill the user. It won't be the last. See you in the metaverse, he concluded.
Well, and as long as you know what you're doing, and by your own free will decide to put on a headset like that, it ain't murder.
It was voluntary.
Exactly. Just okay, like an assault if you decide to step into a boxing ring and put on the gloves.
But I mean, I don't know, that just...
Reach for your dreams, I guess.
Yeah. We are out of time. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight. If you hadn't had enough of us, tune in about 30 minutes to the uncensored BeardTalkLive.com over at Watch.FreeTalkLive.com. Otherwise,
FCC, yeah.
That's right. Otherwise, we're here 7 nights a week. Thanks and peace.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.